When looking for the King of Podcasts, you're at the wrong channel.
Well, excuse me!
Looking for good ideas for life? You're far from good hands.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
If you think the listener is always right, you're far from the right place.
Out of order! Even in the future, nothing works!
Hosted by a Northeasterner by birth, but a rebel by choice.
Are you threatening me?
If you want a host that floats between love and madness,
and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight.
Then play on and listen to Crazy Train Radio.
All right, guys, listen to this blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Warning, creators of this game do understand the subject matter may be offensive to some, but they do honor the families and people that have been affected by these real life tragedies that these individuals have caused. Want to play a game?
Oh yeah!
Lover of true crime?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, we got an interesting game for you to check out.
Wow.
With the mashup of influences such as horror movies, collecting cards, and RPGs.
What?
Led to giving birth to an incredible creation of this game, Killers the Card Game.
You are all my children now.
This game is a collectible trading card game featuring some of the most infamous killers with tidbits of trivia on the back of each card to help you learn some insight to each criminal.
Who the hell are you?
Let's not forget, during the game, cops will be chasing you and these criminals.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
However, check out their website listed through all social media today, which can be found under Killers the Card Game.
Am I on the internet?
I want to play a game.
Hi, we're Girls Next Door,
and you're listening to Crazy Train Radio.
Mississippi sure was low. A killer drought was burning us out, and things were starting to show.
Some things should stay buried, lost and never found, like the near forgotten.
Hey folks, it's your least favorite host in the podcast world, Croc Jonathan Steele. And boy, do we have a good one for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, these next guests are a vocal quartet that came onto the country music scene strong during the mid-80s. Cindy, Diane, Doris, and Tammy knew each other while performing in the live shows at Opryland Music Park. And there was a little spark of genius, supposedly, because there wasn't no internet for the public back then. Who knew? But Tommy knew Doris, I should say, and ended up putting these ladies together, and the rest is history. They have new music out, and we have Girls Next Door 2.0, Now or Never. So let's go ahead and welcome the four ladies from. How are we doing?
Great.
Great. Having a great day.
We're in Nashville.
That's good. Where are you guys at now? I see you're outside, everything. We're recording on Zoom, so.
Yeah, we've been recording at the Troubadour Theater this morning for Nashville Corner, for Nashville Corner TV show. So we thought they've got other acts that are in there doing music and a live band. So we said, we better go outside. But we've done our part, but we waited around to talk with you.
Nice. Thank you very much. Is this the famous Troubadour in Southern California?
No, the famous Troubadour in Nashville. By the Opryland Hotel.
Beautiful. And how ironic, you know, that we are near Opryland Park. Obviously, that just shows A, I'm tired, but B, as well, that we are the music nerd in me, referencing the Troubadour of LA, but that's here nor there. Obviously, Elton John's first place in the 70s, and the Eagles got their start there, and Linda Ronstadt, who the Eagles guys were playing with. Never mind, I'm going sidetracked.
We would love to play the Troubadour in California. Is it still open?
I think so. I have a co-host that's out there that does certain types of stuff with me, and he was a photographer and dentist by profession, and he always talks to Troubadour, so I think it's still open.
Does he have some connections?
I'll tell you what, I will call him after we're done, and let me do some digging, and I'll let you guys know.
Okay, but before we go on, I have to ask you, where are you from?
I am from Philadelphia.
Okay. I was thinking maybe New York, but I knew it was somewhere up north of us. Nice.
Yeah, no. No. Hi, Zach. We got better food. We got the cheesesteak.
There you go.
Not that I'm knocking New York pizza. I like pizza. And I actually just had a pizza for lunch here in Hickory. I'm taping this in Hickory, North Carolina. And I just had a wonderful pizza at a tavern two blocks from here. So I can't totally knock the food in the South here either. So.
Oh, no. We have great food. Yeah. You need to go to food restaurant.
Yeah, chicken fried steak with gravy and mashed potatoes.
Can you tell we're hungry?
No, not at all. So we won't keep you all afternoon because obviously we want you to eat. But I also, on a sidetrack while I'm down here, I was also suggested to try Zaxby's if I want a quick chicken meal. So, but Girls Next Door 2.0, Now and Never, we have the first single in What's That Thing You Got About Leaving? We also have the evocative new single, Shades of Grey. So what can you tell me about the new singles we got as part of this new album?
Well, the first single that you mentioned, What's This Thing You Got About Leaving? We love that because it immediately starts with a chorus with all four of us doing our thing. So we thought it would be a great out of the gate kind of single so people would know we are back and we are doing our thing with the harmonies. And so that's the first one that was a single. And that was probably the purpose that we released that one first. Then we've had When the Water's Down, and then we've got Shades of Grey.
Right. And Water's Down is actually out right now. Mm-hmm. And Shades of Grey doesn't come out until November. So if people out there are interested in streaming When the Water's Down, it's on all the platforms out there. It's a great song. Tell them what it's about.
Yes. It tells a story about a little sleepy Mississippi town, and they have a drought. And so when the water goes down, things that are in the water are showing up. And it's, you know, you never know what's going to show up when the water's down. So all the secrets, deep, dark secrets of that town are showing up. So you never know what's going to show up when the water's down. So it's a great story song. And it features each one of us. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, our harmonies come
together. And there's a great video with it as well. So you can see that on YouTube.
And as far as the things poking up with water, and I'm going to put both Shades of Grey and What's This Thing About Leaving and Shades of Grey, I'm going to put in here. But When the Water's Down, the song that was just mentioned, would it be similar to like when the water comes down from the shower and I notice what's that spot? Oh, wait, no, never mind. We won't go there. But
Before
I go ahead and what's that?
I said, you are tired, aren't you?
Yeah. We won't go there. But yeah, it's too early to be telling those type of jokes. But no, all kidding aside. But before I go ahead and insert the music here, I should have did this during the introduction. Obviously, I introduced all four of you, but just so people, since this is audio only when it's released, can we say who's who so people recognize, put a name to the voice, obviously, since we have all four of you?
Sure. Sure. This is Tammy speaking. I was just telling you about the When the Water's Down first single. I mean, this is Tammy, and I was telling you about What's This Thing You Got About Leaving, which is the first single.
And this is Doris, and When the Water's Down is the single that's out right now.
Which led me to the hygiene jokes for me, not them. But I should clarify that as well.
Yeah. Right. And this is Diane.
And this is Cindy.
All right. So before we get ourselves into more trouble, yes, before we get ourselves into more trouble, because they're hungry, I hit a streak of tiredness after lunch. But let's go ahead and insert the music.
All right.
I remember as a child, Granny propped me on her knee. I'd look up at her hair and I'd whisper quietly, "Where'd all the color go? Gray is all I see." She just smiled and pulled me close, rocking slowly in her chair. Told me, "Take a closer look, 'cause the color's always there. Things aren't always what they seem. It ain't always black and white. Life is full of shining lights and wading through the dark. It's full of love and full of loss, full of broken hearts. There's one thing I've learned along the way. Life is full of shades of gray. Full of shades of gray. I walked off of Granny's porch, her words still ringing in my head. Tried to make it on her fingers through my hair.
she smiles and asks about my shades of gray.
What's this thing you got about leaving just when love starts getting good? You're up and gone without any reason, and that's something I've never understood. If we're ever gonna make it, we're gonna have to make this right. What's this thing you got about leaving? You come and go, and that's not fair, but giving up, I don't want to go there. We've come too far to lose it all. People change, fall out of love. A broken heart, is that what you're afraid of? It's time for us to talk. What's this thing you got about leaving just when love starts getting good? You're up and gone without any reason, and that's something I've never understood. If we're ever gonna make it, we're gonna have to make this right. What's this thing you got about leaving?
Coming out of those two awesome songs, like I said, we're here with Girls Next Door. And during the introduction, I mentioned the connection you guys all met thanks to Tommy West, the producer and such. You guys were at Opryland doing the live shows and stuff, then formed a band. Then you guys tried to do, had several hits along the way there early on with your records and stuff. You had things like a number 14 hit with Love Will Get You Through the Times of No Money, Better Than Money Will Get You Through the Times of No Love. You had top 10 song Showboat to China, and there was just charting 9 songs in 10 years, 2 albums, MTM record awards. You know, there's a lot, and it's a mouthful with everything you have. So
on time, but let me say, instead of Showboat to China, it was Slowboat to China.
See, thank you. Again, I take the bullet on that one, mouthful. But obviously, you guys have great success in the first run. You decide to go about your lives individually. You know, things that everybody else tries to do and normally does. Without getting specific, you know, you have get married, we have kids, you know, we just do everything that we do. And now we're back together. So first of all, what was it like taking the time away from the music business to do the family thing? But what is the biggest difference when you guys, all right, we're going to do this. Let's get back together. Let's put together new music, the whole deal. What's the biggest difference you guys as the artists have noticed?
Social media.
Ding. Yeah.
You know, that is a huge thing. I mean, of course, back when we were doing it and we were with a record label, major labels, we are now the record label. So all the things that have to be taken care of are taken care of by us. But let me say that Diane is doing an excellent job doing social media, because it's all about numbers now as far as streaming and what platforms you're on and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all the stuff. So I would say, besides the singing for us is easy, and it kind of just, we fell right back into it. And this is why we want to do it, because we love singing together, but the social media is a big challenge.
And I just realized it was funny that I put the camera on the computer when I was setting up, but I didn't turn the camera on. So,
Yay,
I'm here. Yes. So
I thought, maybe it's shaved this morning or something.
No. But, you know, I like the beard. It's a little chilly, so it works. But, you know, what's funny, obviously social media, as Cindy was saying that, you know, that Diane is doing an excellent job with that. And it's funny, the musician who's a former guest and will be on this week while I'm in town, we're going to sit down together. You know, was talking all that stuff, the business behind the business, and how obviously it's the norm for her and their band and all. But I'm curious to know, as Cindy was saying that, why was the three of you handing Diane $50 bills to give her a compliment?
I was going to say the check's in the mail.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think for me personally, I have just, you know, I've lived life, and I think we all have. But Diane was, she went back. I'm not telling your testimony, but she went back to school. She was more into and more familiar with a lot of the internet stuff that I am.
Yeah, so, and I was an educator, a teacher for years, and I had to learn all that stuff.
So it's like, here, do it. So thank you, Diane. I know.
Well, Diane said the check's in the mail, but you know, those 50s, even though they're reprints, looked wonderful. Well, you know, you bring up a good point there that you've lived life and everything else. So with that being said, how much, obviously we are, you know, at the time when we first get together, we might be, you know, in our early 20s, late teens, bubbly, all that stuff. Like I said, we took the break, live life, you know, had civilian jobs, as I like to say, and everything else, then the families and whatnot, and come back to this. How much of living life, as you said there, has been incorporated into the new music and using that life experience?
It definitely played a big part in choosing the songs that, where we are in life right now, what we can legitimately make believable. We are all happily married, so we're not doing a bunch of songs about, you know, being on the prowl at the bar tonight and how many shots of tequila can I do. That's not where we are. It's not even,
we're not telling that story anyway. That's still going to happen,
but you know, that's why Shades of Gray is a great one. That's why What's This Thing You Got About Leaving? It's about communicating. You know, let's communicate. Don't just walk away from something we know is good just because the times are tough. So that's what I think is would be my thought on how living life for 30 years, raising kids, taking care of aging parents, having civilian jobs, going back to college, all that stuff really is playing a part in the music that we did choose this time around, as well as even what we plan on doing, traveling, all of that stuff is has played a part. Anybody else?
I agree.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, you know, I was
there. Cheers. Cheers to tequila.
Yeah. I was going to say that I think that the fact that we now get to choose our own material. Mm-hmm. You know, back then we thought we had a say in it, I think, a little bit, but we really didn't, you know. But now it's really up to us. And so we get to be selective, more selective about what we put out there.
And it was when we were starting to have music pitched to us for our new, when we put it out there that we needed music, we thought it was pretty funny that we were getting pitched some of those songs. Hey, let's go party and tonight, you know, and it just, we said, we need stuff that's age appropriate, you know.
We don't dance on the bar anymore. Right. Well, but Tammy might. But
you should see me at my son's wedding.
Was dancing at the bar, but she wasn't on the bar. You know,
a little harder to climb up there now.
Actually, I think getting down is hard.
Down is harder.
All of the above.
I would say it's not the getting down. It's when you got to get back up. You go, oh, you know.
Yes.
Or hold on. My knee's asleep. Give me a sec. All right. I got this now.
Yeah. But in the 30 years that we have lived life, as you were talking about, it has made a difference in how we are approaching the business now. And we really are bringing a lot of life experience and decision making and in all areas of it. The business for sure.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I am very well schooled in music, and just on this hard drive alone, and I'm not doing this to brag. And yes, it was purchased for folks before you give me crap about it. I have over 17,000 songs from all genres, from doo-wop to, you know, modern country and rock and, you know, mainstream and stuff. So yes, the music was purchased before people give me grief because I transferred a lot from CDs over time and such. But, you know, in doing my reading and all, you guys, you know, because it's funny, my parents wanted me to know how to read and write and, you know, my AB3s, I don't know. But you heads to the educator in the room, but you guys toured with like, and performed with folks like the Judds, Randy Travis, Loretta Lynn, Sawyer Brown, the Oak Ridge Boys, Statlers, you know, just a wide mixture within the field. Is there anybody that you go, wow, we can't believe, were you pinching yourselves that you were playing with a lot of great talent there?
Yes,
all
definitely. The time. And one of the ones that we just say was still a big highlight of our career. We had a wonderful booking agent. He kept us really busy. And I remember when we found this out, we were on the road. And at that time, we didn't have cell phones. Our road manager came to us and said, Bobby wants you to call. Bobby Roberts Entertainment booked us. And he said, he needs you to call him right away. And it was so funny because we were tired. And the girls literally followed me to the room and said, you better not take another date. You know? But we were sitting there. I remember y'all were sitting on the end of the bed and I was talking on the phone. And Bobby says, girls, I know y'all wanted to take that week off in August, but he said George Jones people have called and want y'all to open for him at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. We were jumping up and down the screen and go, yeah. So it was just, what an awesome experience to get to first of all, be in Washington at the Kennedy Center, and then to be there with George Jones. It was just amazing. It was really, so there you go. That was one of our.
Yeah. And you mean to tell me they didn't have these little gimmicks all the time called phones at the time?
To find a pay phone or wait till you got to the hotel. Or I think they did have bag phones. No, they didn't even have bag phones.
We had calling cards.
Yeah.
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 You know, it's funny, and I'll tell this story since, and I was going to bring up about the George Jones. Little sidetrack here. It's pretty funny, I always found. And the man I'm thinking of, I won't say his name. I'll let fans do a little digging. Who was in the professional wrestling business. Huge guy, was from Alabama. Huge George Jones fan. And back in the day when he was working for the then WWF, they were on the road 320 days a year and, you know, airport to airport. And you guys know with music, how you're planes, trains, and automobiles. And they used to make fun of him. You know, the boys and the girls in the locker room, because like on his traveling person, like he would carry a suitcase. Yeah. And this is even before wheeled bags that we would have now. He, in his traveling carry on, whether it be a suitcase or whatever, he always carried a black and white photo of George Jones. And they would say, you know, hell, I'll say it. Percy, why are you carrying that George Jones photo in a marker? He was being a a mark or a fanboy of, yeah, rightfully so, being a Southern boy of George. And because George is a legend, he goes, you never know when we'll cross paths in an airport or anything with George. And I want to be ready.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Years later, he ended up becoming friends with George the later half until he died with George.
Wow.
So, you know, full story, 20 years later in the early 2000s, he ended up meeting one of George's guitar players and ended up becoming friends with the band and George himself until George passed. So he goes,
and while we marked that as one of our big things that we got to do, he would understand that then.
Yeah. How was George? I always heard he was a gracious and true gentleman.
He was
to deal with.
He was, but it was because he was watching wanted to finish a ball game on the bus. So I mean, it was.
But he was great. He was wonderful. Yeah. Nobody cares if George is late. He's George. He can be late.
And you say that wanting to watch the ball game. I deal with a lot of stuff with country artists and stuff, and have kept relationships with everybody I've dealt with in doing this over 11 years. And there was a well-known piano player and musician from country. And obviously I hate dropping names, but he was doing a show near me in Jersey. And it was funny. I was at the bar across the street from this venue, you know, just having a cocktail and just relaxing, watching football. It was Sunday. He ends up coming over, seeing some friends, other friends that were there as well. I didn't know at the time. So, Aria, hey, I got to go to the bus, get ready to go and whatever. And, you know, about 2 hours before showtime. And it's like, this gentleman is very prompt with show. If the show's at 8 o'clock, we're starting at 8 o'clock, you know, et cetera. So he goes, he's like 15 minutes late, whatever. Something happened. Like, everybody's in, you know, in this 2,000 seat venue. I'm like, what? He comes up on the stage. They also, the band comes out. He goes, I'd like to apologize. I was watching the Packers in the Tampa Bay and lost track of time.
That must happen a lot.
Yeah, we got it, but it was a good game. But it was like, he comes first thing. He goes, I'd like to apologize. I got caught up in a football game. But hey, it happens. I can't blame him. But
right.
You mentioned about going on the road and all again. And what is next? And besides the new music, which I will put links to all the social media, the streaming, all that stuff. What is next besides the new music? Are we going on tour, or are we going to wait till the new year after the holidays and such?
Probably next year is what we're looking at. We didn't really make ourselves available until June of this year. And so much of the things are booked, or, you know, that far in advance. But also, we found out this year was still makeup for COVID. There were days that were being fulfilled that got canceled during COVID. So we're hoping that there'll be places for us next year. We'll see the results of our efforts. They'll start booking in December, January. So hopefully next year we'll get to do some things.
But our plan is to do some singing together out there. So,
yes,
you know, we don't want to do, when we were together in the 80s, we were over 300 days a year. I'm not interested in doing that again, y'all.
I don't know if I could.
Yeah, but definitely working together, singing together, and, you know, a couple of gigs a month, you know, whatever makes sense, really, you know.
Yes.
We're looking forward to that part of it for sure.
Yeah. I got to ask, because when I was doing my reading, and I'm not going to keep you much longer, ladies. I definitely want you to get lunch and all that fun stuff. But what there was, how dare I, right? But apparently there, besides myself, there is another cancer survivor in the room. Who was that?
We have two.
Two, okay. Nice. So my question is, how are you guys doing, you know, and all that fun stuff?
We're doing great.
Yeah.
We're cancer free. We've been, I'm 5 years.
Four. I'm four. She's 5 years cancer free. How about you? How you doing?
I am, let's see, 13 years. So
that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I usually tell a joke with that, but with this, because of the cancers I had, but I'm not going to tell that joke. I have a little more respect now that I'm awake. But no. Oh, no, seriously, though, I'm a 13 years myself. So, you know, as I said, getting coffee this morning, it's like, hey, I woke up. It's got to count for something, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Praise God. Yes.
Yeah.
Another day. Yeah.
Yes. I will take it. It's, I mark it off as a win, so.
Yeah. That's one thing. Over the 30 years that we've been apart, we've tried at different times to get back together, and it wasn't the right timing. But now it has been perfect as far as the planning and everything. We're still waiting for some more things to happen, but we just feel like God has ordained this time for us, and he's got something for us, and we can't wait to see what all he has in store, because otherwise, how could you bring four girls back together after 30 years that have lived life and walked different paths, and then come back together and still have the companionship and the love and still be able to sing together? So we're excited about the opportunities that lie ahead.
Yeah. I'm not the most religious person on the planet, but you hit it on the head there that whether it's God or what, things were meant to be now for the reunion to stick, you know, because there's obviously something bigger than all of us. But I'm curious, in my last question here, and I was thinking about this, obviously, like you said, back in the day, you guys were doing 300 days a year on the road and everything else, and we're going to be selective in what we do now and all. Are you guys kind of sharing rooms and just everything on the road, or are we able to have get our own rooms and kind of have our own, not that you guys aren't friends and bandmates, but just to have our own space and peace of mind? Because obviously you hear that a lot in music, that there, you know what I mean? When you're so close that you don't have that mental break, you know what I'm saying?
Men are different, though. I think they really are in that. Although we all like our space, you know, there are times when we need it.
Yeah.
We always shared a room. We never even asked. Two and two is how we did it. And I think the only time we didn't do that was in Vegas when we fronted the Oak Ridge Boys at Caesar's Palace. We had rooms. They were nice rooms.
I've heard about them.
Yeah, they were beautiful. And, you know, that was nice. And, you know, more than anything, I think it's a financial thing too. You know, it's just cheaper to do it. And we know each other pretty well.
And also being women back then, young women, innocent. They're
saying. You were. Don't roll your eyes. I know, it's cool. You were. But go ahead.
But I think there's safety in numbers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things. And why, you know, we put each other's eyelashes on or hey, I forgot my hairspray, and you know, it's that kind of stuff. It's just what you do as friends. It's like a fun dorm experience.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and yeah, we are in many ways like sisters. We are.
Yeah.
We don't fight.
No, we don't.
And that's why it feels like it's right that you guys have been able to come back together. And obviously, for those who want to check out Girls 2.0, I'll share links, all that stuff.
Thank you.
Again, in all versions of this. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Get some good food there. Because are you guys close? Because I don't know geographically. Are you close to Broadway there in Nashville? Or
not right now.
We're close to Opryland at the Opryland Hotel Convention Center.
Okay.
Now, which is across town, basically.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure. As long as you can go get some good grub somewhere close by.
They did some catering in there. If there's some things left, it looked real good. So
make sure you definitely go grab something, whether it's the catering or something. But no, all kidding aside, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate the time very much.
Let's do it again. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I will definitely check in that Troubadour in California to see if we can get you in there somehow. I want that on a record so people know, because my word means a lot. And Say what you mean and mean what you say, folks, if we can take anything from this. Hey there, Friday fans. We know how much you enjoy the movies. Enjoy grabbing your Friday merchandise and interacting with the Friday family, whether it be at conventions or during our particular watch-alongs. Well, when you're looking to get yourself masks, why not check out our friends over at Camp Blood Customs out of New York State and order your specific custom mask from any of the films. All orders are made specifically. Your needs and wants are. Make sure you find Camp Blood Customs on Facebook, Instagram, and all over social media and order yours today.
Hi, I'm Taylor Borden, and you're listening to Crazy Train Radio.
The lyrics in my head are telling the same story again. They talk to me when I'm feeling a bit down and out.